The pleasure and the challenge of beating a dominant man. I was so looking forward to that. My pleasure was easy. I would use various implements to punish his well-rounded ass until he twitched, moaned, and cried out. For me, it was that simple. The challenge of getting him past his dominance felt multi-layered and intricate, though. Not so simple. This wasn't his first beating. It had just been a very long time. But he'd been there, and I felt confident that I could take him back, carefully. First, I needed to get the big guy lying prone on the massage table in front of me, out of his head. I could tell he was nervous. I put his arms over the side of the table and tied his wrists down. I put my hands on his back and just held them there for a moment. And so it began. Repeated strokes of my flogger met his skin with a rhythm and a pattern that lulled and relaxed. His strong back wanted it, welcomed it. I watched him settle a bit, grow more still, even with the slight flinches from each stroke. The flogging started the melting, quieted his head, and eased the flutters inside him. First layer, achievement unlocked. The pacing was as much for me as it was for him. My crop called out to me from the table and I ignored it. Not yet, too soon. The taw's handle was smooth in my hand and the leather ends snapped satisfyingly. His back abandoned for the moment, I picked up many different tools and concentrated on his ass, still ignoring my crop. A thick leather paddle, a wooden ruler, and a silicone paddle were applied lightly and judiciously. Always I returned to the flogger when I felt resistance instead of opening. Checking in, I put my mouth next to his ear and asked him where he was. A small shrug followed my question and preceded the word, 3. Ah, yes, I still had a ways to go, but the number didn't disappoint. Better to take this adventure a little more slowly than to rush him through it. There was so much to enjoy. The time to start my conversation with his walls had arrived. I needed finesse and the subtle interplay of intensity and sensuality to conquer them one by one. Walls that, once sweet-talked into coming down, would take his experience beyond a pleasant sensory beating and send him flying. That's what I wanted. I wanted him to fly. How many walls? Who knew? I don't think even he knew until we got to each one. A rhythm emerged. The stair-stepping began. Twitching, resistance, tension, and then relief, acceptance, and relaxation. Each time he let me in a little further, and each time I put a little more strength behind whatever was in my hand, his walls started to fall. I loosened the reins a little and picked up my crop, the one that had been begging for my attention, from the table. Choose me, choose me. I took aim and deliberately hit him hard, once on each muscular cheek. The sting made him jump and cry out both times. My crop had just clearly conveyed its message. Pay attention. I mean business. You will be tested. From that point on, I was in the zone. My crop does that to me. I hyper-focused on the play between us effortlessly. It was all right there for me to see, feel, hear, and play with. The game was at hand, of pushing him and soothing him, causing tension and relaxation, pain and pleasure. The dance was delicious. My hands held his two reddened cheeks, savoring the heat, and he moaned. I ran my fingers over his skin, everywhere I could touch. I trailed a chained flogger over his hot ass and back periodically, the cold making him twist and take deep breaths. Then, back to the flogger and other tools with less sting. In my head, I worked to quiet the calls of my crop. It wants more, always, insatiable. I temper my crop's desires with sound judgments regarding time and intensity. I keep the reins on, but I always feel its beckoning. There is power there. I checked in with Big Guy a few more times and got a 4 and then a 5. The last time, he'd breathlessly given me a 7. After one more period of delicious sensuality, trailing fingertips and soothing hands, I picked up my crop and headed down to the foot of the table. I started landing hard strokes on his lovely red cheeks. Every one overflowed with intention, and I did not give him any time to recover. Every one was intense, and every one pulled a sound out of him. A deep, loud roar issued from his lips each time leather met skin. Such a beautiful sound. I leaned on his legs to stop them from moving and swung each stroke from my shoulder, fueled by my desire to hear those roars. For a short time, a time that no doubt felt much longer to him, I lived in the between space, the anticipatory space between the impact of my crop and the powerful roar that surfaced from inside him in response. It was a physical and auditory dance that thrilled me. He worked so hard to accept what I gave him and did an excellent job of it. His body became briefly rigid with each stroke as he dealt with the pain. Finally, I paused and moved to the side of the table, my hand on his back and my voice in his ear. "I haven't heard a yellow yet." "Oh my God, yellow, yellow, I forgot." We both laughed. My hand rubbed his back. "And where are you now?" 8. He was breathing hard. "Nice," I murmured. "So now the only question that remains is, do you want me to take you to your red?" He laughed and answered quickly, "No, I think 8 is good for this time." He started to raise his head and upper torso off the table, and I ordered him to lie back down. I trailed my fingers over him and gave him some time to just be, to enjoy the wild sensation swimming through him, giving him a glow and a smile as the heat in his ass radiated through his body. Again, my voice in his ear. "Now, what kind of aftercare would you like?" "Oh," his voice was soft. "I think I'll be all right." I frowned. Still face down on the table, he couldn't see my frown. I just beat the crap out of his ass and did my best to take down his walls. And still the conditioning of society was his first automatic response. The big guy, who usually took care of others, was asserting from a clearly endorphin-filled place that he could take care of himself. Well, of course he could, but really? "Okay, look, I just beat the hell out of your ass, and I am here offering to give you whatever aftercare you most want. This moment will not happen again. You want to rethink that answer?" "Well, some cuddling would be nice, yeah." His voice was low, as if it were hard to admit. I chuckled. "Nice, you got it." His eyes were shiny and he had a big smile on his face when I finally allowed him to get up off the table. He was a little unsteady as he pulled his clothes on. I took his hand and we went to the aftercare room. We cuddled up on a single bed and covered him with a blanket. He commented on the novel sensation of being the little spoon. We snuggled and talked in low voices. Eventually, we got up and returned to the dungeon. He gave me a long hug goodbye as he thanked me for the experience. Me, I felt privileged to be allowed to paint that canvas. His trust was a gift. His opening was achingly beautiful, the way it always is with the big strong guys who are always in control. That's my bliss. But best of all, I got him to fly. This is a wonderful example of what it's really like when people talk about beating each other in impact play. Those of you who are interested in BDSM, and even some of you who practice it, I would like to encourage you to open your mind and see that it is so much more than just hitting somebody with something. It's a dance, or it can be. I know that there are people in the BDSM world, masochists and sadists, who enjoy going in heavy and hard right straight from the beginning. But another way that you can do this is what I call the stair step method, where you go in and do a bit and then you back off. And basically what this does is it allows for release of endorphins. Plus, it doesn't overwhelm. And it's a dance. And basically what you get is a really intense increase in sensory. What do I mean by that? Well, you get an increase in sensory in terms of anywhere you touch on the area that's been beaten. And that can, that sensory sort of intensity, the increase in it, can extend to other areas of your body, and it can be very erotic for those people who really enjoy it. And I also wanted to just let you into the mind of a sadist. This is something that really happened in a dungeon, and also for you people who sort of wonder what the hell happens in the dungeon, right? So this was an experience I had that I will always treasure, and I wanted to share it with you. Tune in tomorrow for your next installment of Masturbation Month.